Blog Talk Radio.
Moving everybody in the club, we ready to do this?
Nah, man. Everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And I hope they make it.
Well, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it because we got a lot to do.
This is why I love him like I do. It ain't about other people, it's about I love him. It's old Ruben. Ginger Cat. Mary Mary. Y'all speak it out for yourself. That's why I love him like I do. When I think about how good God have been to me and what he brought me, and that's why I love him like I do. I can't help it. That's why I smile when ain't nothing funny, because I love him like I do. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Man, I tell you, I just love the Lord, brothers and sisters. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll give us a word of prayer. I need to keep me to check. I think it's Evangelist Bill. She's and she may even be a pastor as well, but I know she worked in the ministry. So when I say Pastor Bill, I'm talking about Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. So Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, will you give us a word of prayer? Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and good afternoon. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen, amen. God is truly good all the time. And I tell you, we have to just smile because we know whose we are. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Oh, I'm sorry. Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sound. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which God pitched and not man. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for this word that we're about to receive. We ask that you will open up our hearts and our mind and allow us to receive this word into our hearts, in the lining of our hearts, and help us to just receive it and meditate on it. Take it in with joy and gladness. And then we're able to share it with others as well. Father God, we ask that you be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, those that are listening by internet, those that are on the call. We ask that you would just bless them and keep them, watch over them, all those that asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, those who are traveling today. We ask that you would give them traveling mercies, those that are going through. We ask that you would just give them the strength because you said in your word you will keep them whose mind is stayed on thee. We're praying for healing for Brother Robinson and all others that may be going through some kind of attack on their body, because we know your word says by your stripes we're healed. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to believe your word and help us to live it. Father God, we ask that you be with our pastor. Continue to guide and direct him. We bind up anything and everything that may try to hinder this word from getting out. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead in the blood on each and every one of us. Father God, we just give you praise, and we just want to thank you for your word, looking forward to this word to help us to grow even more. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. We praying for the Roper family, also for Evangelist Renee, Evangelist Sharon, all the listeners, myself included. Because we know the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the word says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Have your way, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful, heartfelt prayer. I'm extremely excited today for God's word. Just sort of bring those that haven't been paying attention, those that have been paying attention, those been with us, those that haven't been with us. I just want to make a few things clear here. First of all, we've been talking about, and this is all this is based on scripture, brothers and sisters. So allow me, if you will, a couple of minutes to build my case, and then we'll get into the lesson. We're talking about the reality in the living, this new and living way. And this week we're talking about the heart in the new and living way. It has to be from the heart. And one of our foundational scriptures was a Hebrews 10:20. This is that new and living way. And then with the heart, it was over there in 1 Peter 3:4. Remember, he said, let it be the hidden man of the heart. And the heart we're talking about is not that 4-inch piece of organism that's in your organ, that's in your chest. We're not talking about that thing that is big as a fist that pump blood throughout your body. When the word says heart, just want to be clear, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the spirit, the same one that he talked about over there in 1 Peter 3 and 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corrupt. So he's talking about something about us that's not corrupt. Think about it. Mm-hmm. What in you that's not corrupt or corruptible, if I should say? The only thing in you that's not corruptible is your spirit. So he goes on and says, even the ointment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is the sight of God, great price. It's priceless. Your spirit is priceless. Now, with those things being said, we can get into this lesson, bless God. Hallelujah. Because if you're going to live in this new and living way, and you're going to live from the heart, from the spirit, man, the hidden man, if you're going to live from that, listen, brothers and sisters, you cannot harden your heart, okay? That's so important. You can't harden your heart. So when I say harden your heart, I'm talking about the scripture. I'm talking about what the scripture says as far as harden your heart. You know, the way you harden something, you continue to battle. You continue to let it get stiffer. You continue to strengthen it in that area. That's how you harden something. Listen, brothers and sisters, when God speaks to us, we got to pay attention. Pay attention. And then be a doer of this word. So this week, and let's start off today with some of these foundational scriptures, but always bear for this heart scriptures, 1 Peter 3 and 4. And also this new and living way is Hebrews 10 and 20. Now, that's my case. So do not let your heart be hardened. And I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures to show you the reason why this week. Because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, when your heart is right, when your spirit is right, that means so much to God. Because, see, when it's not right, you're limiting God in us. That's what we do. So you don't want to do that. Stop limiting God in you. Paul said, and we'll get into it in a minute, but Paul said over there in Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Let him work in you. And when you harden your heart, he can't work in you. Hallelujah. You getting that? Do that make sense, Pastor?
That
see,
makes
God,
sense.
As long as you keep hardening your heart, God can't work in you. He won't do some stuff with you. He won't do some stuff in you. So you got to allow God on the inside. And as you close him out, he can't work in you.
That's right.
Jesus said over in John 8:29, for I always do those things that's pleasing to him. That has to be our confession. I'm always doing what pleases to God. Woo, this pleases God. I'm doing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we're going to start with the first scripture. And we're going to do a lot of them, okay? And we might be over a little bit, brothers and sisters, so bear along with me here. Okay, we got a evangelist Sharon. Ask her if she'll read Mark 2 and 6. Mark 2 and 6. I mean, if she's not available. Are you available to read Evangelist Sharon? Okay.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beeson.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, could you read Mark? Huh?
Mark, what number?
Chapter 2, verse 6.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It reads as follows. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Amen.
Amen. Send the message, Bible. Some religious scholars sitting there started whispering among themselves, "He can't talk that way. That's blasphemy. God and only can forgive." Amen.
There you go. There you go. See, you don't have to reason in your heart. That's what they were doing. That's a Pharisee's move. They always want to reason in their heart. Let's look at the 8th verse. 2nd chapter and the 8th verse. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts?" He was talking about in their spirit. Go ahead, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. The 8th verse in the message about said, Jesus knew right away what they were thinking and said, "Why are you so skeptical?" Amen.
See, and the 5th verse, well, actually, Mark 3 and 5, we're going to read that one too. Mark 3 and 5. If we don't get into discussing all these today, we'll pick them up tomorrow. But I wanted to lay some of these down for our foundational scripture to let you know you don't want to be reasoning. You just want to obey the word of God. When you hear it, operate in it. Don't reason it.
Amen. Amen.
And when he had looked around about on them with an anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, "Stretch forth thine hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, just as the others.
Amen, amen. The message, Bible. He looked them in the eye, one after another, angry now, furious at their hard-nosed religion. He said to the man, "Hold out your hand." He held it out. It was as good as new. Amen.
Amen. See, they reasoned. And it grieved Christ to his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You done watched me do all these miracles. You done watched me do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And when he was getting ready to, and he made comments, well, we'll get into it this week. I just want to make sure I get some of these foundational scriptures, the ones we're going to talk about, out there so you have the opportunity to study them as we go along. And in Mark 4 and 15, and he says, "And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." Talking about the spirit.
Have mercy. Amen. From the Message Bible. Some people are like the seeds that fall on the hardened soil of the road. No sooner than they hear the word, then Satan snatches away what has been planted in them. Amen.
That word gets planted in your spirit, man, and Satan finds a way. And we could talk about some of the things he does. He want to get it out of your spirit. He want to get it out of your heart. So when the Bible talking about heart, he's talking about your spirit man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
And that's so important that we understand that. And I'm going to say the same thing I said on last week. When you see this word heart, make sure you write above it or beneath it or somewhere, put a little tab on there and say, we're talking about the spirit. Say,
yes, yes. Amen.
Because when the word gets sown, in you, it's in your spirit. That's your heart. That's where the word go, in your spirit. It don't have no, why would it be in your head? See, a lot of people get it in their head, and that's far as it goes.
So,
you get it in your spirit, man, the hidden man of the heart, then you become part of what that word is. And that's what is so awesome to God. That's what's a great price to God, because you got that word, you done locked in on it, and Satan finding little things to rip it out.
Have mercy.
And the people's heart become hardened. Just like over there in Mark 6 and 52. Remember Mark 6, 52? If you don't, we'll read it. Remember how they had considered not the miracles of the loaves. To them, that wasn't no miracle. And the Bible says, and their heart was hardened. Read that for me, Pastor. Yeah, because I want you all to know, when you're not considering the things that God has done, you're causing your heart to get hardened. And you don't want that. Not if you're going to live this new and living way. You want to be on the same page God is on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mark 6, 52.
Yes. Okay.
Mark 6:52.
Okay. From the King James, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Amazing.
Now, I think I need to bring this a little closer home. Brothers and sisters, you didn't ask God to do something for you, and he did it, and Satan get in there, and you start reasoning. Well, yeah, that was going to happen anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah. No big deal. You spoke yourself out of, that's how you began to reason.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
These people got caught up. It's as though they was not afraid. They forgot that when the wind was blowing, who went down there and woke up Jesus, and one of their own woke him up. And he said, care not that we perish. And Jesus had to go to the top of the ship and rebuke the wind and told the sea to be calm. They forgot about that. They forgot that Jesus had took loaves, three fish, two barley, and two loaves, and fed over five. They forgot that. They didn't even consider that was a miracle.
Right. Say that.
You know why? Because they reasoned in their heart. God done bless some of you. That's why I'm so happy with Evangelist Renee. You know, that woman come on the broadcast, and she stuck right along with them scriptures of hers. She stayed right along in there.
Amen. Amen.
Matter of fact, it got deeper with her.
Yeah.
It got
deeper.
I was half done. We had Thankful First, if you remember. She said, she got on there and she said, she just started talking about how God had healed her and gave her a little testimony. I call it a big testimony. But she gave it. Because she didn't forget. Mm-hmm. You reason in yourself where the money came from. You reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
You were reasoning how you got healed, how you got delivered. You reasoning.
Yeah.
Don't reason that. That stops your blessings. Can I put it to you that way?
Amen.
That stops your blessing. And you call God, and this is what the Bible says, you call God to really, if you think about it, it grieves God. The Bible said it grieves him.
Mm-hmm.
After he did all of this for you, then you don't want to give him credit.
Hammer.
You got that money and you think it came from your accident. No, God allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
Everything ever happened to you, God allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Credit. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yes. To God. And finally, you know, but like I said, I talk about that scripture another day, but it's bad that the Lord had to show you. Remember, I'm the one that fed you. When nobody else wouldn't be your friend, I was your friend. When you was wondering where your next meal was coming from, I opened the door. I provided the way. And you didn't forget. Remember when you couldn't meet your rent or your mortgage payment, and yes, I let this group help you, but that came from me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you got to see the miracle in that.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible
That's
says
right.
in Mark 6:52, they consider not the miracles of the loaves, for their
That's
heart
right.
was hardened. You see, because they didn't consider. Stop and think about it. Have you considered the things God did for you? Have you considered them? Are you going to be like those that Isaiah prophesied? Remember over there, what is that, Mark 7? We'll go there for a moment. Mark 7 and 6.
Okay. He answered and said unto them, well, hath Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Amen.
What'd you think about that one, huh?
Mm-mm. Have mercy.
So you got a lot of people, they honor him, honor the Lord with their lips, but where's their spirit at?
That's it. Good question.
Where's
Amen.
Your heart? Where's your heart at? Remember, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is at. Wherever your
yeah.
heart is on, that's what you treasure.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That was saying. So a lot of times, people say, oh, well, I don't treasure this, I don't treasure that. If your heart there, you do.
Amen. That's
Jesus
right.
said, how be it in vain do they worship me? I look at people who worship in the Lord in vain. They teach it for doctrine, the commandment of man. They rather teach man stuff than to teach Christ stuff.
Have mercy.
That's what they do. The Bible says, how be it, this is what goes on. He said, they worship me in vain. In other words, it's pointless. Because they only teach because for their own good. They find another reason why they're doing. They tell people to come to church so they can have the money. You'd be surprised why people worship God. A lot of them worship because they want people to see what they got on, see the car they drive. It's
have
a time for them
that.
To have a certain standard. We got one guy, he's a politician, and he's running for office here in Georgia. He only going to church so that he tell people he's a big deacon, so he can get their votes. You'd be surprised. People worship God in vain. They had you to read that scripture Pastor, in Mark 7. Oh, I said in Mark 7
yes.
and 6. You read that scripture?
Yes. You want me to read it at the Message Bible, Pastor?
Yes. Read 6 through 8.
Okay. So I just read 6. So from the King James, I'll start with verse 7. It says, how be it, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many others such like things ye do. Amen. And from the Message Bible, Jesus answered, Isaiah was right about frauds like you. Hit the bull's eye in fact. These people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they are worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover for teaching whatever suits their fantasy, ditching command and taking up taking up the latest fads. Amen. Wow.
Yeah. Look where their heart is at. Their heart wasn't in worshiping God. Their heart wasn't there. And Isaiah prophesied to that fact.
Yeah.
And I can show you in the scripture. It says, you're right. You're right. And we'll get into that. He says, oh, the scripture's right, but the word of God says that these people here just honor me with their lips, but their hearts, their spirit, their hearts are far from me.
Yeah.
What they do it in vain. It's pointless. They're doing it for their own reason. And then they're teaching other folks to do that. They're teaching other people to be ruled by their feelings, their thoughts, what they see, what they eat, the senses. They're teaching people to be ruled by that, governed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they forget God's word and teach man's tradition over the word of God. Woo! Y'all ain't heard me yet.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yeah, they do that. And then you go along with that kind of shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You don't have to. If it ain't the word of God, don't go along with it.
That's
well,
right.
You know, my child, she's a lesbian. But, you know, it's my only child, and I wanna keep her. And, I just love her, and I don't want to lose her. Hey, you better wake up. You done lost her already. You've been teaching her all her life not to be that, and then she became that, then you lost her already. You don't need to trade God for what you feel. You don't need to trade God for what you think. Well, you know, everybody else, they going through it, and then I don't want my child to end up. That child already there. Worser, because it's hiding from you and you can't even see it. Because their heart is in the wrong place. Let me tell you what. The only thing you can do for the heart, the spirit, is get it born again. That's the only part about you that can't be corrupt. Now, I know people tell you about the mind, but let me tell you what. Your mind is going, all you can do is renew it on the word of God. Not be conformed to this world. But your mind don't get born again. It's still corrupt. But one day you will put on the incorruptible. Yeah, that day will come. But right now, the only part of you that's not corruptible is your spirit, is your heart. Only part. Mm-hmm. And you have to see it like that. Now, if you're thinking about that pop in your chest, you badly mistaken, because that ain't the heart the Bible talking about. So you're going to have to deal with that. He's not talking about that 4-inch organ in your chest, that thing about big as your fist. He ain't talking about that. He's talking about your heart, your spirit man, the hidden man of the heart, that part that's down there. That's what got to get born again. That's what can be incorruptible. Everything else is going to be corruptible.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about what God's going to share this week. And what's going to be real important that you know not to allow your heart to get hardened. You don't want to do that. And the enemy already attacking some people right now. But don't let your heart get hardened, okay?
Amen.
Meanwhile, we'll see you all on Tuesday.